Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello.
Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
You're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Hold on, my mouth is dry.
This one.
Is that a martini?
Huh?
No.
Is that a martini?
Yeah.
Were you drinking a Cosmopolitan?
Bring that back. I was actually drinking a Cosmo.
Yeah. Bring that back.
Yeah, it was a Cosmo.
In your room.
Yeah.
All right, Samantha. You need to you need to get your man card
I specifically
checked.
Went down and I told the guy, I said, make me something in a martini glass so I can drink it on the show. And this is what he made me.
And make it to go.
He made a Cosmopolitan for you.
Put in a little to-go box and everything.
Mm-hmm. What, to 10-4?
Yeah. 10-forward.
Forward.
Forward 10. That's what it's called, right? What is it called?
10-forward.
10-forward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 10-forward. Okay.
Damn, you really didn't get any sleep.
No. I haven't had sleep in about 4 days. I am in Las Vegas in my hotel room.
Have you been hanging out with Shatner?
No, but I did see him yesterday, and I had him sign. I was trying to figure out, should I have him sign something or not?
I was only saying that because of what he recommended that you do instead of Red Bull.
Well, we're going to meet up tonight.
Okay, nice.
But I was trying to, I'm like, he's 90. I got some stuff that he signed over the years, but I kind of went, like, I have this TOS, that's the original series, Star Trek uniform. And I was like, you know, it'd be cool to have him sign that, like a jersey, and then put it in a shadow box and hang it maybe somewhere on the in the studio or something. And he's supposed to come to Dallas next month, but who knows? With Delta variant, it may not happen. They may cancel the whole event. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have him do it. So went in and had him sign a uniform. And then I've heard Kelsey Grammer talk yesterday for a little bit. Super tan.
Yeah, those super tan. That picture
that guy's like 70 years old. And he's, yeah.
Who was the guy that, the real orange guy that hosted Family Feud for a while? George something? I can't remember. It's not important.
Clooney. No, but this guy, I mean, he's like 70 years old and he looks great. He looks better than Clark.
Okay.
You know, was sitting there talking about his life and career. Very, you know, I couldn't sit there the whole time because I had to do, Shatner was doing autographs at the same time. So, but I heard bits and pieces of it. It was great. It was a great time. You would have loved it, Clark.
Yeah.
And then last night I went to Drag Race live.
No, you did not.
Awesome. Yeah.
What?
Did you win?
I did win. I came in.
That's why you're drinking the Cosmo?
Yeah. I sashayed away or whatever they call it. What do you call it? Sashayed?
Yes.
Sashayed away? Mm-hmm. Sashayed two.
There you go.
So you went Shante. To, so then you went to the Flamingo.
Okay. Yeah, I went to the Flamingo and watched I don't know who
it's
anybody
RuPaul
is.
RuPaul Live, yeah.
Right, RuPaul Live. And it was cool because they did it like an episode of RuPaul.
Oh, they did?
And I've never been to a Vegas show. It was really cool, really nice theater. And at the end, they do the, you know, you have to clap for the who you want to win and all that thing, and then there's a twist, and it's pretty cool. Yeah,
I never would have loved it. So that would have been pretty cool. Yeah, if I ever went to Las Vegas to see a show, that would probably be it. That or
yeah, you would have loved it.
But I don't think she's doing shows anymore.
No, now that she's free.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is she free or is she not free?
I thought she was.
But then somebody said that Jamie's going back in.
How can you?
Like
say,
he didn't really.
How can you?
Like he didn't really. He didn't really resign from that position.
Oh, I heard.
It says that he said he's going to step aside.
Oh, so he hadn't done it yet?
No.
Yeah.
So she is free, almost.
Because I know, like, on her last post on her Instagram, she...
Was she showing her flashing everybody?
No, she posted somebody else's video of someone cooking, like, a avocado sandwich in the description. It was like, I just posted this video because I want to... my next endeavor is cooking. I love cooking. That's my new hobby. But let's let you guys know that I'm going on hiatus, but basically that she's going to be gone from social media now that she's free.
And I wonder why.
No ETA of when she's going to return.
It looks like he has stepped down to the conservatorship, but they're looking for a new conservator.
So well,
she's
that,
not
now that
exactly
he's
free.
Looking for somebody to kind of help coach their life, I figured maybe we should pitch Clark to him.
Oh, dude, I'd be great at it.
Jamie Spears I'd and Clark, be the best. That's a great team
up. I'd be the best.
They should get
I
that,
really would.
They should get that lady that was in a documentary. She seemed pretty cool.
The one living in a trailer home that the Spears family never gave her any money?
Yeah.
And she would travel with Britney everywhere and she lives in a a trailer home.
She's the most qualified.
I think it would be a very easy job.
He's going to manage your money. He's going to say, hey, you can't spend any money on this. You can't spend any money on that.
Well, I mean, okay, honestly.
You can't even get a finance job, but you want to manage somebody else's money.
All you got to do is just basically be like, hey, is this a good purchase or a bad purchase? Mm. You know how many times people say that, like, hey, if I had that kind of money, I would spend it this way and I would do that. You know, I would do this. I would do that. If I had that.
What would you
money.
Do?
But
with hers?
No, with your money.
Oh, yeah. I would, you know, invest in certain investments.
What investments? You sound like the mob.
Excuse me. Oh,
sounds generic. Got bubble.
You know, investments, I would put some money here and there. And
Wait a minute. You said I sound like the mob, but then you... What voice was that?
That was a mob voice.
No,
that was my mom voice.
That was not
I'd
the mob.
I put money here and there. I put them there.
No,
here.
No. That sounds like somebody that I'm going to sell a watch to. In
yeah, same thing.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
He's just not a capo yet.
No, I think with as much as she has, and what you need to do is just basically keep her alive.
Yeah.
Be
I
very
think it's
easy.
More than that. Is I mean, it? she has royalties. I mean, you have new contracts coming in.
I think the whole thing about it is that it's all tied up and she can't do anything with it. So a new conservator would just relinquish a little bit control and allow her to live a life like she is entitled to.
Like give her an allowance, basically. Yeah, this month.
Pretty much.
Money.
Or get her an iPad. And get her, before it's been out for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, like what's so difficult about it? Well, you're going to go out and you're going to get someone that's just going to be just as stringent? So is she crazy? Is she not? Does she, have they mentally evaluated her? If they can come up with like a thing that says like, hey, she is not fit to handle these type of assets, then yeah. Get somebody strict in there, but if they're gonna do the same thing her dad did, then
really should be like a business guy, like a business partner, like or whatever. Business. You know, somebody that manages her finances. Yeah,
the
CEO really
of Fritos.
But I mean, somebody's. But even then, like with having somebody over your finances, you gotta have a little bit of autonomy in what you can and can't do with the money that you've amassed. What is she? Yeah. Okay, here's my thing. What if she dies tomorrow? What happens to all that money?
Goes to her kids.
Goes to her kids. Sure. So, but then when does the conservatorship take over? Like, is it right when they're 18? Because I'll be real with you. How about this? So the conservatorship goes away. The conservatorship goes away, and then these kids turn 18, and then they get the money. Now, let me ask you this.
Go ahead. Ask away.
Who's more dangerous with the money? Like a crazy Britney Spears or a kid that just turned 18 that has no bearing on like how?
Well, there's still going to be somebody over the conservatorship.
Yeah. You sure?
I'm sure they probably move that money into an estate.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean,
until I don't think 18, probably like
or
21.
Stocks and bonds. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they could put it like, you know, in a hedge fund and all that.
Right.
Wonderful. I mean, there's a million different things you can do with it. But the simple fact of the matter is that if she's gone, those kids are 18, essentially, without a will or with an affidavit of heirship, like that money becomes theirs.
Well, I mean, it just comes down.
And then,
to what
and
I
then you
say.
Have the same. I'm honestly, you have the same kind of argument.
Yeah,
is an 18-year-old or a crazy person best with millions and millions of dollars?
Yes.
You know what? It's like what I always say: when there's a will, there's a way. You know.
You don't say that. That's a overused.
I say that every day.
No, it's not.
Anyway, so yeah, I was just saying before we got on that tirade about what we should do with Britney. Like we know. I was just saying that we should have Jamie Spears come in and run Clark's life. That's what I meant by
okay.
That.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That way you can have a good life now. You're not posting stupid stuff on social media.
I haven't posted stupid on social media in a while.
Eric, can you fact check that?
Yeah.
It's cat pictures right now.
It was something. I can't remember what it was.
It's cat pictures. I
mean, no, it was a post about your life.
No, it wasn't.
Or whatever's left of it.
What was it? Just like, oh, woe is me.
No,
oh, actually, it was another day. One day ago, he did repost. It was a cat video.
Yeah.
Of a cat eating or playing with a Finding Nemo fish and a guy playing music. The TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, dude. This.
Yeah, we need to get Jamie Spears in here fast. This is a bigger problem than I thought.
And then he wonders why he has no, like, dates or anything.
Yeah. You know, because, yeah, hey, he meets whatever. A girl. He gives her his name. She looks him up on Facebook.
That,
and then she sees
whatever, dude. That was
cat videos.
That was a jam. That was a jam. That guy's from South Africa, and it's hilarious what he does with cat videos. So.
By the way, do you guys like my backdrop here? I know if you're listening.
The curtain, right?
Well, So originally, so this desk that I'm at is all the way on the other side of the room. Originally, when I first came in here.
A desk that's probably as big as you.
Oh, it weighs like 5,000 pounds.
Wait a minute. You said as big as him, so it's a small desk?
I can't
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, it's a small desk.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's very hefty.
Yeah, you know how those Vegas furniture is. They don't want you to steal it.
Yeah. Right? So it took me half a day yesterday to push it all the way over here because I thought, how cool would it be if you could see the Vegas, like the backdrop mm-hmm. behind me? So I had it all set up last night and it was dark. This morning I go and test all the equipment out. And you can't see anything.
Oh, I can see a building.
Yeah, there's a couple buildings.
Oh, you
there.
Can?
Yeah.
Oh, bottom right. Oh, you can't see me.
No, you're.
No, I can't see
you. Completely.
Oh, but that's better then. Let me do this. Hang on.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that looks
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Looks
good.
Look
but you we can see you. But that's good.
We'll quit moving.
That's fine.
I can see a
Trump.
Park. Yeah.
You can see Trump Tower. You can see. Well, palm I can't trees. Read that far. Yeah, you got some
desert.
Palm trees back there. There's a swimming pool. Treasure Island.
Movie stars.
No movie stars. We're in Las Vegas.
Oh.
But yeah, so I had all this stuff set up and then it didn't work out how I wanted it to. So I like it when it just blacks me out because I look at the teller on Deal or No Deal. And I want to apologize because last week I said that I was flying Frontier to the Final Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not correct. I booked some off the wall airline to come here and forgot about it. And so when I was looking for our check-ins, you know, for the check-in for the or the boarding passes or whatever, I went to the website, typed in all the stuff, and nothing came up. And so now I'm freaking out. I'm like, did I not get the ticket to come to Vegas? So I go through all my emails, find this obscure airline called Sun Country.
What?
Have you heard of that?
Wow. No, I've never heard of that.
Sun Country. So it's kind of like Spirit or Frontier, where it's just, you know, the full frontal fare, no frills, all that stuff. So I thought it was like, I don't know, $150 to get here, right? Flying them. And it was okay, except there was no AC, because I guess it's what? In Sun Country. I guess, you know, they're just, the name implies that it's going to be hot on the plane.
Mm-hmm. They're based out of Minneapolis.
Oh, are they really?
It's
okay.
It's always cold there.
So, yeah, no real AC. I guess it's a premium package. If you bought the, you know, they pay $50 more, you get free on in your little AC vent. And then when we were taking off, never had a rough takeoff before. On a plane ever. This guy,
rough
like
takeoff.
Yeah, I've had rough landings.
Yeah,
never had a rough takeoff. So already sweating. Been in this plane for, you know, 40 minutes.
Oh my gosh!
And the guy's taking off, and we're going down the runway. You know, when they're going really fast. I don't know how fast they're going at this point, but they're going really fast. And then instead of pulling up, the guy like veers to the left. Like the whole plane just veers to the left, and he's like, "Oop!" And he goes to the right. So it's like, you know how you're like, oh, I missed the turn, and you kind of do this thing with the steering wheel. That's what he did with the plane going like 200 miles an hour, how fast we're going on the ground. I don't know how fast it goes. And so everybody's like, ah! The whole plane just screams. And in my mind, I'm thinking we're going to topple over and the wings are going to blow up. The whole thing was going to explode. But then he remembers which way to go up.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
He pulls back on the little lever. He's like, oh, yeah. It's down. He forgot that he switched his controls to inverted. And so he goes, we take off, and then that was fine. And then he had one of the hardest landings I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Just coming in, we were like hovering over the runway for maybe 30 seconds before he actually hit the ground. And when he hit the ground. Everybody's like, what? Bags are falling out of the ceiling.
The oxygen mask falling down.
Yeah, and it was weird because usually you can tell how the plane's going to be by the pilot voice. Mm-hmm. So the pilot comes on, he's like an older guy, country. You know, he's like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to, you know, the American Airlines, blah, 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 whatever. You know, by that voice, you can usually anticipate a very smooth takeoff and a very smooth landing because those guys have been doing it for a while. It's on his first rodeo. They're a pro. This guy kind of had that voice, but he would pause too long. So it would be like,
he's been drinking.
He would be like, he's been drinking. The thing would come on. It would like, bing. I would take my headphones off to see what the pilot's going to say something. And it would be like forever. And then he would finally, I guess he could figure out the button to push for the mic. And then he's like, thank you for flying to Sun Country. We're going to be flying out to LA or, you know, Vegas or whatever. And it would go silent like that. So I'm like, okay, I guess he's done. So I pop in my headphones. As soon as I pop in the headphones, weather over there is about 200 degrees or however hot it is over here. And we'll be there at this time, whatever. And then he pauses again. I think he's done. Put the headphone back in, start watching the show. He's back on again. Like, he would pause so long and have like these long drawn out. And it was so soft, you couldn't even hear what he was saying to begin with. So the stewardess had to come in afterwards and repeat what he just said over the intercom at a reasonable volume that we could all hear. It's incredible. So Sun Country, A+.
So what's your flight back on?
Spirit.
Okay.
How was that?
And I know what to expect with Spirit. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not back, back yet. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Spirit.
I'll be better than Sun Country, sure. Yeah.
I would hope. At least they got AC.
Yeah.
Guess how hot it is right now. I was going to play this little game.
98.
107. No. Wait a minute. Right now in Vegas, I'm going to go.
Without looking at your weather app.
98.
I'm going to say 96.
103.
Okay. All right. Spider would be the closest. It's 100 degrees at 12:31 in the afternoon.
Nice.
It is a nice. It's been in the 80s for the last 2 days.
Here. No, wait. I said 90. I said 98. Yeah, how is Spider closer?
Mike's bad at math.
Oh, I thought he said 100.
No, he said 103.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he was over. So it is Eric. Never mind. Yay. Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you.
I'm in Vegas time. We do things different here. So. But anyway, that's pretty much all I had for the first block. it's all my scribbles that I made on the plane up here.
Well, you should have let Clark rant more about his financial background that would not work on Britney Spears.
No, I'm cutting all that out. Yeah. Here's what I like how he figured it all out, though.
Yeah.
Like all these years of people trying to figure out what to do with Britney
Spears. She has a whole
Clark
team.
Clark got it figured out. Yeah. Whole team of people. And Clark, a waiter.
Well, everybody,
you know what we should do here.
Now, everybody has opinions on what they can do with that kind of money. And those were mine.
He sounded like the air, the flight on that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I mean, what is his name? I can't even think of the person.
The little pilot?
The pilot? The person that flies a plane?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah, so
he pauses.
Clark, how he did that long pause, yeah. I've already started my music and I moved on to something else, and then he starts talking again. And then I have to stop everything again.
Everyone has their own opinions.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Did you guys hear about that one story about the guy that that's pretty much how this pilot talked? Again, it was totally confusion because you would think with a voice like that, the pilot would land very soft and, you know, it would be a whole nice flight. It was the opposite. He was very calm, but he was crazy on the inside. Anyway, I'm going to go change out of this uniform. I'm wearing a Lower Decks Star Trek uniform. By the way, Eric, did you watch the first episode?
Oh, okay. So I thought there was a new episode because I saw like on the home screen on my Apple TV that it showed like a little banner with Lower Decks. So I went to my Apple TV, went to Paramount Plus, and I looked at it, and then I was like, is there a new episode? Because when I looked at the date at the bottom of the episode, it's episode one, but in the date that it was released, it said January 1st, 1801. And I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
But it's season one episode, or season two episode one?
It wasn't on season two. It was, it wasn't season two, but it had those two episodes of Josh on there.
Maybe it hadn't populated yet. Maybe it just released or something. But yeah, I watched. It's okay. It was fine, but I'm wearing that uniform from that. I'm going to change into something a little bit more comfortable. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nichelle Nichols, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5.
This week on Nothing But Droids.
Here we are at Droid School. Aw, are you nervous, SPF 150? Well, why do you think they make fun of you? Aw. Well, here's your new teacher, SPF 150, Ms. WD-40. You see, there's nothing to worry about. And she's kind of good looking. Find out if she's single for dear old dad. Well, how was your first day at school, SPF 150? We're going to have to go back tomorrow. Droid school is important for your development. You know, when I was your age, I was made fun of in school too. But one day I stood up to my bully and he learned to respect me because of that. And you know what? Me and my bully, we became best friends. You know, Uncle F14? Well, he was my childhood bully. And now he's my best friend. I couldn't imagine life without him. So you see, this could be an opportunity for you to have a new best friend. Doesn't that make you feel better? Oh, you're welcome, SPF 150. Now come give me a hug. So did you find out if your teacher was single or not?
Nothing But Droids. Streaming now on MZ Now Plus.
Hey, this is Leonard Nimoy. You're listening to Michael Zavala.
This is MZ Now.
No cuff zone. No cuff zone. They know better. They know better. No cuff zone. No cuff zone.
Tawny Newsom, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Online at mznow.tv.
This motherfucker went straight bathroom.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to change it to something a little bit more comfortable. I mean, I am in Vegas.
You look like a little kid trying to impress
Santa Claus. No, Clark, did you get that link I sent in the group chat?
Yeah.
You might pull that up.
But I did not read. But
that's fine. We'll read it now.
Okay.
Because what it is, so I'm guessing the state fair is still happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because for now. Yeah, I think it is until all hell breaks loose in about a month.
They've released the finalist. This is the State Fair of Texas we're talking about, just in case anyone's confused.
Is the food finalist?
Is there any other state fair?
The fried finalist.
You can screw off with your Iowa State Fair. Does California even have a state fair?
Yeah, they do.
I'm sure it's not anything good like Texas.
No, it's nothing like Texas. So they just released the finalist. We've got the top 10. So we want to just read through it and just read what they are. Because I don't think there's... I kind of skimmed through this list and there's nothing that really stood out to me, really. I have a couple of ones that I would like to try, but nothing really stood out.
All right, so it said at first it's like there's 40 of them.
Yeah, it starts with 40.
Okay, the 10 finalists. So these are the 10 finalists. All right, so we have a deep fried Halloween. That's what it's called.
Okay.
And it just looks like everything that you would normally see around Halloween. So it's got candy corn, rainbow sprinkles, and it's finished with marshmallow whipped cream, drizzle of chocolate and caramel sauce. It looks like it's on a chewy pretzel. So it's like a pretzel. So
it's got an Oreo stuck in it.
Oreo and a Twizzlers.
So it's just a fried pretzel with crap on it. That's a no for me, dog.
You don't like that?
Well, no, I like it, but
and how many tickets do you think it's gonna cost? Like 20 tickets.
I don't think we're really probably. I think we're kind of, I don't know, playing with the whole fried food deal.
What? Yeah, at this point, we've like, what else can you fry? And so they're just making stuff up at this point.
Yeah, they did butter at one point.
Well, that was like, but that was like,
it was just a biscuit.
They did beer at one point.
And they did fried Coke, which I didn't get. Okay, so the next one. Crispy Crazy Corn.
Ooh.
Do I need to say the people that are submitting this?
No, one knows them.
All right. Sweet Whole Kernel Corn is individually battered, fried, and dashed with a secret seasoning. Gold nuggets topped with slow smoked pulled pork, a tangy pineapple slaw, a drizzle of freshly made jalapeno crema, and a generous spike of fresh cilantro. So basically what they did is they took the fried corn on the cob from, what was that place? Black IP, but they mashed it up, fried it individually, it sounds good without the pineapple slaw, but I mean, this is something I would try, but I don't know about being a state fair winner. All right, the armadillo.
Yeah, this is something at a restaurant that, you know, hey, what's this? Oh, it's our monthly special.
Yeah. This is called the armadillo. From the looks of it, it looks just kind of like a a pastry in the shape of an armadillo. So it's a cookie butter ice cream sandwich made from scratch cookie butter semifreddo, which is an Italian take on ice cream. The treat is drizzled with cookie butter and sandwiched between two deep fried armadillo shaped cookies. Okay, see, once again, we're kind of getting away from the whole fried aspect.
Yeah.
All right. We're just going to.
Now we're just throwing. We're literally just like making a dish and throwing some like fried little crumbs.
There's a fried component, whereas where I like it, it's like, no, it's the dish. I just took it and I fried it.
Yeah.
Like
this next one looks like that.
Okay, so we got pork shots. Pork shots. That's what it is. The Fairfoods, it's smoked sausage wrapped with a hickory smoked bacon fried with creamy mac and cheese. Okay, there we go. Right now, that's our number one. It's simple. It's got bacon in it.
It's like a bite-sized thing.
It's like fried mac and cheese, but they did a little slant on it. Okay, we have brisket brittle. This is the buttery, crunchy sweetness of old-fashioned peanut brittle. But they're going to replace the peanuts with smoky Texas brisket. This sweet yet savory treat finishes with a hint of heat.
Is it deep fried?
I don't know what's going on there. It's got to be fried. Or I don't know. Is that even a thing now? Does it have to be fried to be a state fair food?
Look, it's not. It's like a. It's like it's if it's. Like if it's heated up and then cooled down, kind of like a candy.
It just looks like peanut brittle, but with
without peanuts.
Pork.
Yeah, it's a brittle. So no, it's not. It's not right.
And can you imagine? Like you're going through the little what is it? The runway? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Midway. Yeah, runway's at the airport.
No, runway was at RuPaul's track show.
That's right. So the Midway, you go through the Midway, you go get all your tickets. You got 40 of them, which is like $100. And then you get your fried Oreos, and then you get this thing, which doesn't look fried at all.
No, it's not.
And in fact, people are going to be like, what is that? And you can't even really describe
it. Well, I think it's because...
It's not like it's fried butter or fried this.
So here's the thing. I think peanut brittle is a state fair food. They're just doing a slant on that. So...
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? They're like, hey, there's other fair-inspired foods that aren't fried. Like, instead of doing a turkey leg, you did an ostrich leg.
Yeah, because they do drinks every year, too. There's always some weird drinks.
Right. Okay, so the next one is the Lucky Duck Dumpling.
that typo, is that what it's called?
It's called the Lucky Duck Dumpling. Oh, we need to send dumpling. Douche Duck.
Yeah, it's not dumpling.
This needs to be the Douche Duck dish.
Yeah, okay. Where he goes and protests.
Yes, yes.
That's good.
A pastry filled with cream cheese blended with duck bacon and delicately roasted sweet corn with a sprinkling of herbs and spices.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried until golden brown and crispy. With a Thai chili glaze. Okay, so my thing about this, though, it's just a duck dumpling.
Right.
I can get a fried dumpling at any Asian restaurant in Dallas.
What are they, like fried chicken tenders? Like, that's what we're getting at next.
Right,
it's like fried chicken tenders,
right.
Fried fries.
Yeah.
It's incredible the amount of stuff we can fry here.
Right. All right, so the next one is Fernie's Fried Toffee Coffee Crunch Cake.
Toffee and fried.
You lost me at Fernie. Who gives a about Fernie? Yeah. Okay, it's lightly glazed, old-fashioned cake donuts broken into chunks and mixed with buttery baking morsels. What is buttery baking morsels?
Mm. Exactly what it says it is.
English toffee, crunchy almonds, and a custard. These cakes are dipped in egg product. Okay, we could find a different word for that.
Egg product.
They could have said egg wash. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Egg product sounds fine. Byproduct of egg.
And covered in panko and vanilla cookie crumbs, then fried to golden brown. It's served with powdered sugar, toffee bits, and a dollop of mocha coffee whipped cream. Okay, it sounds good. Sounds great. But we got to work on that title. All right, next one is deep fried seafood gumbo balls.
This is the only thing that I actually thought was interesting that I would try, because I like gumbo.
Right? The balls.
And I imagine it being like a gumbo gusher. Mm-hmm. You bite into it. I haven't read the description, I bite into it and it gushes shrimp and sausage in my mouth.
Okay, so So here, this is why it does that. It's because the balls are loaded with Gulf Coast shrimp, stewed chicken, blue crab meat, and Andouille sausage. Then they're rolled in saltine cracker and breadcrumb battered and fried.
Oh, that's delicious. All right, that's a winner right there.
With dark gumbo roux sauce for dipping and topped with chicken fried okra spears. You know what?
Yeah, sounds great.
So that's definitely in the top three. We got a Texas pumpkin poke cake. A Texas-shaped pumpkin cake with gooey vanilla glaze, caramel topped with fluffy whipped cream, and lightly sprinkled with a secret spice.
Ooh.
I mean, it's in the shape of Texas. It's pumpkin cake. I mean,
would you?
I'm out.
All right. So just by the first word in this in the description of this next one, I'm going to say this is probably, we're getting real Texas here, okay? It's called the Deep Fried I-35. So if the name indicates anything, this thing's gonna take 3 years for you to get it because they'll always be working on it because
the deep fried Westmore
because I-35 is always under construction. So here's the deal: it's a kolache dough. It's fried and topped with a smoked beef brisket and a homemade barbecue glaze made with peach juice and Dr. Pepper. It's garnished with sliced peaches and a sprinkle of powdered sugar. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you right now, in terms of originalness and being way Texan, because it's got Dr. Pepper and kolache dough and beef brisket. This has got to be your number one Texas dish on here, hands down, with the appropriate name.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would want to eat that.
I wouldn't eat
that. That sounds too much.
No, but I mean,
summertime.
But I'm going to tell you,
I guess it's fall, but
I'm going to tell you, like, out of every dish here, that's the most original. It's got to be in the top three.
Oh, it's definitely the most original, yeah.
So,
but the gumbo sounds the best, honestly.
So I would say that one, just in terms of just originality. Maybe
I know which.
Maybe the pork
flashbacks that Sun County.
The pork.
The pork shots. The gumbo, and then you're kind of like the runner up. I would have to just kind of maybe
that one dessert was
the fried toffee coffee Fernie's.
Yeah,
I'd have to do that.
You would go with Fernie?
Yeah. Although
you know you don't care about Fernie,
yeah, yeah, you know what, Fernie, little coming at us with a little pretentiousness by putting your name in there.
I have a feeling because it's from a family concession. That's who came up with this one. That Fernie was a real person that worked there at one point.
Maybe it's like a in memory of her.
So shout out to Fernie.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to suck
whether you're living or dead.
All these, you know, chefs over here making all these dishes, and then the state fair gets canceled. You know, what are you going to do with all these dishes? What are you going to do with all these original ideas just sitting there?
Well, they're not like making them in a factory right now, Mike.
Yeah, they're in China right now. There's a factory making gumbo balls. Gusher shrimp that pop out as soon as you bite into it.
I could see, because some of these are from chefs from local restaurants.
Yeah.
So I could see them serving it at their restaurants. But then other ones.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like that cake is from a family concession. And those people, you know, like only do state fair concession.
The duck dumpling sounds great. I mean, I would actually eat that, but it just doesn't. I mean, who goes to the fair to get dumplings?
Right. That's too heavy.
Well, first
for
of all,
like
who goes
that.
To the fair? Do you go to the fair?
I do.
I go to the fair
every year.
I never go to the fair.
I get season passes.
What?
How many times do you go to the fair?
For the one season?
More than once.
For the month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can go anytime you want?
Yep. And you get also like a bring a friend. Free pass?
Really?
Your season pass, uh-huh.
Would you, if you were in the area, if you worked in the area, would you go to the fair for like work lunch? Since you have a season pass? Be like, let's go get a corny dog and a fried armadillo.
No, not work lunch, no. No.
Just go back to work, just full and miserable and sweating.
But I do go to the fair like when it is open, and I go get things that I do like to eat there.
So. Well, I would hope that you don't get
all right,
something
so what's
that
your
you don't
top
like
three?
To eat. Well, like you're trying to go in there and be your own fear factor.
Huh?
Well, you're like, you go there to eat what stuff that you like to eat, but...
Well, I mean, I
spins a wheel.
No, I mean, like, I have a season pass so I can go in whenever I want.
That's what
so.
I was saying. Like, what do you want to treat it like? It's an episode of Fear Factor? Like,
right. Yeah. He spins a wheel.
Let's go
like,
for
I
the live
these...
octopus as opposed to the funnel cake. Damn.
Here's these bull balls. What do they call that?
Rocky Mountain.
Rhode
oysters.
Island. Rocky Mountain. Yeah. I would say Rhode Island oysters.
Look, you can get gumbo balls or you can get deer balls. Which is it? I think you got to spin the wheel.
Yeah. You got to spin the wheel. Find out.
You're eating something.
What's your top three, Eric?
You're eating something in ball form.
What do you have to have at the fair every year?
Not on the list.
Right.
So like the first thing I always get is I get the pineapple Dole Whip.
Which they have at Disney World.
Okay, well then go
there. Yeah, but the fair's closer.
Right. Okay. Well, if you're going to diss my list, I'm going to need you to leave. Cause this is a, I'm telling everybody where to go to get.
Well, no, they make it sound like all these dishes you can only get at this time of year at this place in the world. And I can tell you right now that pineapple whip you can get at any Disney World, Disney location, Disney cruise.
Yeah, but I don't think people want to pay Disney money to get in there like over $100 and then, you know, travel and all that stuff. Anyways, that's the first thing I always get. And then, what else do I get? I get the fried brownies. And then what else do I get? I don't really get a corn dog. I mean, if I do, I find a place that's, there's not a long
in
line.
In the back?
Yeah, like way in the back.
Yeah.
There literally has to be no line in order for me to get like a Fletcher's corn dog.
Because otherwise, you can't do it.
Well, not that. It's just that they changed the recipe. Somebody changed it in there because it doesn't never taste the same like how it used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, oh. Yeah, it never tastes the same. Okay. So there was this winter that a couple of years back. So I forget the name of it, but it's basically like it's like a corn, like a fried corn, bacon, and I forget what else they have in there. It's called like a cowboy something, cowboy corn or something like that. I get that.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
I get that. That's pretty good. I can't think of anything else.
I try to get a corny dog, but again, if the line's too long, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to ruin my life if I don't get a corny dog. But I do usually try to get the fried Snickers. It's something I've been getting for years, so I just try to get it. It's usually too rich, it's delicious. And then I sometimes will get the fried Oreos. I don't really get the turkey legs, even though I walk past them and they smell great.
They don't taste great. Yeah.
It's still too hot for that.
Even if it was cool, it's just like you get this giant turkey leg and it smells delicious. You bite into it, it doesn't taste like how it smells.
It's all dry.
Dry and stuff.
Turkey leg is more of a Renaissance festival thing.
Yeah.
To me. Like if you're going to Scarborough Fair.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like walking around a fair with a giant piece of a bird dripping all over me and stuff.
Yeah, all over your face is all greasy and
then it's hard to eat. Yeah, your face is all greasy, and then you're like, what do I do with all this? You don't want to throw it away because you got meat on it.
Half of that thing is turkey jerky anyway.
Yeah. So it's just like, I don't do that. That's pretty much it. And then I'll try whatever I think is interesting for that year. So if the gumbo balls make it on there, I'll try that.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Do you guys do anything else besides eat there?
That's all I do.
Go to shows?
Not really shows. I go on rides. I go into the buildings.
You don't go in the
You trust those rides?
So that's what I do. I trust the rides. So like, yeah, so every year, so there's this one place inside that sells like soups and dips or whatever inside one of the little like, I don't know, what is it called? I don't know.
Exhibition.
Inside, yeah, exhibition, yeah, whatever.
Exhibition hall.
So they have free samples, so I go there every year and try all the soup. Even though I know what it tastes like, but because they're good, I go there and try them all again, and I eat the dips and everything, and they're really good, and I buy some too. I buy the dips and soup and all that.
You go. You're talking. What's really good? In one of those little halls. There's also that fudge place that's in the corner.
Oh yeah, fudge. Years. Yeah,
that fudge is the greatest fudge I've ever had. It's fudging great.
Well, there's multiple like little stands. I don't know which one you go to, but I know what you're talking about.
It's the one closest to the Midway, and it's this little. It's where they have like the hot tubs and stuff. But way in the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's been there for years. That's the one I always go to.
In that same building,
get a little thing.
They have the soup and dip and all that.
I hate the fair. I like eating the food, but then going there, you gotta park and then you gotta walk in there.
It's just
last year would have been the best for you when they did
because nobody would have been there. Oh, that's right. Well, you know what I did last year is I went to I told you guys I went to Golden Chicken and they had hot dogs and stuff.
The drive-thru sucked. They you paid like over $100 for popcorn.
Keep talking. I'm gonna refill my martini glass.
Yeah, it was some ridiculous like concessions, like popcorn. I don't know what else you got. It wasn't worth it.
It was just some kind of like pack they put together. Oh, that's
terrible. And then you drive through and you get your pack, and that was it. But it wasn't even worth it. Like you get none of that. Like you don't get to choose what you want.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah, that sounds terrible.
Are there any vegan vendors?
I think
this thing now.
I think there is.
There
I think
should be. There's so many vegan restaurants now. I think they'd put that as a fair.
Well, they have pretzels and stuff, you know, people can get.
Well, I mean,
that are vegan.
Like, now I start thinking about what desserts are and aren't vegan.
I do. I will say that. So, going with like what I normally get when I go to the fair, there are certain rides that I go on just because when I was little, when we went to the fair, we got on those same rides every year. So I still go on them now, even though there's one, I don't know if you have seen it. It's a haunted house, but it's like, it looks like really old, dated.
All right. I mean, for real, I've only probably been to the fair 4 times in my life. It's not my favorite.
There are definitely vegetarian and vegan options at the fair. They don't look great, but even Fletcher's has some vegetarian stuff. You can get some fried cheese.
My mini bar is dry now, so I had to put Cheetos in my martini glass.
I like Cheetos.
Yeah, little kid trying to impress.
I had a little orange in there, too. Like, literally, there's nothing there. There was a whole bunch of stuff there yesterday. I don't know where it went.
In your
housekeepers,
mouth.
Probably. Anyway, but I was thinking about this week, because you know that cobra, you hear about the cobra that went out in Grand Prairie, and they can't find it?
It has its own Twitter account now.
Yeah, and like an Instagram and stuff. And they can't find it. So apparently this guy, he had a imported cobra from like South Africa or West Africa or North Africa, somewhere in Africa. He had it in a tank. He was able to have it. He had like a license to have this in his house, a permit. And then it got out somehow and they can't find it. So everyone's freaking out. And they're like, just don't bother it if you see it. It won't bite you. But I mean, what if you don't see it and you step on it? You know what I mean? Like, nobody's expecting to see a cobra outside of their house. But I was thinking about this. The guy was able to have permission to get this deadly thing into his house and just have it in an aquarium. Like, what if, like, that's such a weird thing. Like, what if it mates with a rattlesnake and something, and then they have like this weird variant hybrid babies and they're even more venomous, you know?
Okay, Michael Crichton, why don't you calm down with the,
and then I was thinking, like, what if I just did that with deadly diseases? And I just, you came to my house, I had all these aquariums set up. I'm like, oh yeah, this is imported. This is Ebola from the other side of the hemisphere.
Once again, Michael Crichton.
Did he do a book on that?
Did you? Yeah. No, it just, that's what was an outbreak. Wasn't that a Michael Crichton book? And then also the mating of snakes. Dude, it just sounds like something he would write.
But I mean, if you could have deadly, I'm eating at the same time. If you can have deadly
professional
Cheetos out of my martini glass, if you can have deadly snakes in your house, and they're permitted to be there, why can't I have deadly diseases? Because, I mean, what's the point of having a snake? You can't take it out. All it is just to show people when they come by. So what if I had an aquarium that, oh, yeah, here's smallpox. And I have a permit to have it there.
Well, you know, labs do have all those deadly diseases in it, right?
Yeah, but they're just working there on them. You know, like they have, or they're storing them so they can pull the code. I'm talking about just a regular house. You walk in, they have a deadly viper. Why can't I have a deadly disease in my house? I mean, I might actually. I might have black mold.
Well, because here's the deal.
You know what I mean?
If the viper gets out, it could bite and kill 1, 2, 3, X amount of people before eventually they're going to take it out. But a disease, someone comes in, contracts it, who knows what the gestation period is before they walk and then give it to someone else. And then
you don't think I can get a permit for Ebola?
No.
I think the only way you're going to get Ebola is if you actually travel to West Africa and contract it, and then bring it back.
And then I can put it in an aquarium.
You put yourself
in an aquarium. Yeah, because that's how it works, Mike.
Yeah, subterranean.
That's how it works.
The little trees and stuff in there. I have a little SpongeBob.
Yeah, give it a little terrarium.
Yeah.
Watch your virus grow.
Yeah.
And by the way, the only way it's going to grow is if you actually give it to people.
Yeah. We'll feed little people in it. We'll throw it in the top.
There you go. Yeah.
It's time for its feeding.
So. Why do you want a virus so bad?
I was just saying, I don't know. My thing is, if it's ridiculous to have one of these snakes here, what's the point of having a deadly snake here? Who authorized that? Is what I'm saying.
You know what? I
don't really want monkeypox in my house.
First of all, you got to look at it. Would the city of Grand Prairie allow it? Now, knowing the city of Grand Prairie and the conditions of the roads, looks like they would pretty much allow anything.
Yeah.
And then you got to look at like the state law. Are these creatures allowed? I mean, he was allowed to have it.
He had
a permit. You can have a python, can't you? Or a boa constrictor, right?
Oh, you can have exotic snakes are
so
legal.
Whether it bites you and it's extremely dangerous or it chokes you to death, there's a danger with
snake. But people like to be choked to death. I mean, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. There's people that like to be
venom from a cobra. I don't know about it. I don't think that's a website.
Dude, there's people into that.
You can get an exotic snake permit for
$20. Oh, dude,
that's
there it?
It
is.
Yep.
There it is.
What if we, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a deadly cobra. this fish tank.
No, put it, he's going to put it in the studio where he's yeah. only here once a week. My right. ass is here every day. No, we're not Spider's doing like, that.
All right. Well, did you let Rover out? Because we'll call it Rover. Oh, God. Did you let Rover out? So I'm like, no. Well, he's not here. Oops.
All right. So
oh, well.
When you talk about the pyramid of pet ownership, so like at the top is going to be cat and dog people because, you know, those are semi-normally accepted. Well, they are. I mean, they're the leaders when it comes to pets. And then you start to trip down. I think the next thing would be birds and maybe gerbils and stuff like that. And then, you know, further you go down, you've got like ferrets.
Reptiles.
Yeah. So where what I'm trying to say is like, hey, if you met me and never knew me and we were sitting down drinking a beer and someone's like, hey,
what kind of cat do you think that you would have a rat?
I have a dog. And you're like, oh, that's a pretty probably stand-up guy. Oh, I have a cat. Well, you know, cat draws a little bit different connotation, but like at least it becomes a question of how many cats. But then the next one, it's like bird people, and you're like, well, it's kind of weird, but maybe. And then like I've met a ferret person, and you know, it's like they're the kind of people that go and buy swords and shields and put them up on their walls.
Same with rat people.
Yeah, yeah. But like, where is exotic snake person?
Well, it depends on what kind of snake. If you got an anaconda, you're probably low income.
Well, what? So wait a minute. Now you
got a low income, probably a crappy apartment somewhere. The nicest thing in your apartment is the tank with the python in it.
Now you're a snake arbitrator.
Yeah, and so that's so I can tell you the type. Appraiser, now, if you have a cobra, you're from Grand Prairie. Probably got a couple of tramp stamps.
Man, who?
What are you living in?
I don't know, man. Who?
Where are you living in a Grand Prairie? Grand Prairie. Oh,
Grand
in
Prairie's got everything. You have apartments. You have. Yeah. There are some nice neighborhoods.
You don't think somebody that put a mortgage on a house has a cobra in his house? I don't think so. I think it's an apartment.
No.
Usually homeowners don't really have a lot of
that
snakes.
That could also be a trailer. A person in a trailer park with swords and a cobra would not strike me as a bit of surprise coming from Grand Prairie.
Right.
But it also wouldn't strike me as a bit of a surprise like someone that has a nice house in Grand Prairie would have also a cobra.
I see. I don't think a homeowner would have a cobra. I don't know why I think that. Maybe HOA.
Maybe take it out and let it slither around. I don't know.
That's what we need to do. We need to train Rover to slither on a leash.
I kind of feel like a residential area would be a better place to
Spider and I walking down the elevator, taking it out to go pee.
Is it a running cobra?
Starbucks.
Or, no, a slithering cobra. They slither.
Slithering cobra. Slithering. Yeah, so we take it down the elevator on a little leash. Take it outside so I'm going to pee.
So it looks like
whatever it does.
I'm pretty sure it just pees and does whatever whenever it wants. Yeah.
Well, we're going to train it, though. It's going to be a well-behaved cobra.
Yeah.
It might be poisonous,
but probably going to bite you several times.
No.
I think the way you train a cobra is you got to put them in a basket and you got to play a recorder.
Yeah, we've got that. I got a ton of recorders from preschool.
Cool. I can't wait to see this motherfucker bite your ass while you're trying to play Hot Cross Buns.
That's exactly the song I know how to play. all right, so I did see Suicide Squad. I will give it a 7.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one under. That's one under what I gave it.
The only reason why I give it a 7 is because I liked King Shark.
King Shark was the best.
And I liked...
you know whose voice it was, right?
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
Great. Right? Great. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And then there's somebody else I liked in there. Weasel.
Weasel didn't get enough play. I liked Idris Elba's character.
So I liked Weasel, but I liked King Shark was my favorite. And I liked the girl that talked to rats. The rat girl.
Yeah, that was
she lives
polka
in an apartment
guy.
For sure.
Polka dot guy was cool.
Wonder Bread?
Yeah.
Wonder Bread man? Yeah, he was good. Overall, though, I thought it... Like, I'm not a huge James Gunn fan. And everyone that likes James Gunn is like, oh, everything he does is just genius work. I mean, it was okay. I like the feel of, like, the Boys type feel. Like, it's a comedy and... there's a lot of violence and, you know, over the top stuff. I liked all that. But I think it went on too long and the story was just kind of dragged out a little bit. I just didn't think it was as great as everyone said it was going to be. Mm-hmm. So that's why. But I enjoyed some of the characters there and how they were displayed and all of that. So I give it a 7 for that. Eric, what would you give it?
A 5. I didn't even finish it. It was bad. Yeah, it was so bad.
Well, 5
what did you not like
so
about
bad.
It?
Huh?
5 is not so bad. You finish a 5.
Oh, well,
if
then,
you didn't
well, then I give it,
it
a 4.
Got, you
or 3.
Gotta give it like a 2.
I mean, no, I like the character. I like some of the weasel guy, I like that. The girl talks to rats and the polka dot guy. John Cena did too much.
Well, I think that was his character. You wanted to be annoyed by him so that when what ended up.
Does John Cena not look like Ernest now? Or did I see that as a meme? Because I see John Cena now. His face looks like Ernest. If you put the little hat on him and the vest. Yeah,
that he could actually do a reboot of Ernest.
Yeah, he really could. Which I was never a fan of the Ernest movies because I felt like it was a blatant ripoff of Ernest T. Bass from the Andy Griffith Show. They wear the exact same thing.
No,
they're hillbillies.
I thought his name was Enos.
Mm-hmm. No. Ernest. It's Ernest T. Bass.
In
Andy Griffith.
In Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
All right.
I love the Ernest movies.
If you like Ernest, go watch the original that he stole it from, which is Ernest T. Bass. Ernest?
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah.
But going back to that, the Suicide Squad. You'd be like,
this guy stole this character from Andy Griffith and it made a whole career out of it after everyone died. Like, it just seems very.
Hey, Jim Varney?
Is that Ernest?
Yeah, that's Ernest. Well, yeah, ironically, Jimmy, or no, never mind. That's Beverly Hillbillies. Sorry. Every now and then I get Beverly Hillbillies.
Andy Griffith and Beverly Hillbillies.
Because they were on back to back on Channel 39 like so many years ago.
Right. What were you saying, Eric? Sorry.
No, first of all, my favorite Ernest movie is the Halloween one. Because it has Eartha Kitt. Because it has Eartha Kitt, and she plays a badass, like, scary witch person. So.
Yeah.
But the whole Suicide Squad, the way they lost me was when they went to that, like, the very beginning, when they went to that village or the camp, and they're shooting people, and nobody hears them, even though they're like, 2 feet walking, away from each other.
Yeah, they're walking right. Like these are giant dudes
and shooting,
just jumping on like metallic tin roofs,
making all this noise.
Yeah, breathing heavy.
Everything.
Not one person hears them
yelling at each other. And then they
over here.
Yeah, and then they cut back to the village of people, and they're washing clothes.
Yeah,
and they're walking, joking with each other. One guy opens a curtain. He's like a full frontal. Like, no care in the world whatsoever. This. People are getting murdered. It was ridiculous. I'm like, and they're supposed to be a compound of like warriors, but yet they're just like,
they couldn't hear two dudes, two huge dudes. You can hear them walking. Yeah, I agree. I just didn't think it was as good as, most, because people, I mean, the day it came out, people were blowing everything up. Like, oh, this is the greatest thing that's ever. The greatest DC movie or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's not that great. It's okay, but it wasn't that great. But I gave it a 7 because I did enjoy it, but it did get too long. Mm-hmm. I'm going to downgrade a 6.5.
So, I mean, what is your favorite DC movie at this moment? Because you have a nice
probably
collection.
Dark Knight.
No. Okay. I guess what I'm trying to say
is... You're talking about the newer movies?
Yeah, so basically Man of Steel on.
Probably the Joker.
Well, that's saying a lot.
See, the weird part about the DC ones is like if you're picking one movie, then you got to realize like what universe you're picking from.
Right.
The Jokerverse. When I watch Suicide Squad, it always makes me think like, okay, are these people in the same universe as the current Justice League and Shazam, I guess. Like, they're saying Shazam is in the same universe as this Justice League that's going on.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to link up, but...
I don't think there's going to be a link up.
But that's what I'm trying to say is, like, you got Shazam, the Justice League, and does this movie exist there? Because we all know that Joker doesn't.
Yeah.
Joker's
in its own thing, but Suicide Squad does exist with Justice League, yes.
Okay. And then you have... What else is there? I mean, Wonder Woman was good.
I mean, I'm more interested in this new Marvel show. It actually sounds kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it last night, but we got tied up on something else.
Is it animated?
It looks like anime actually.
Huh.
Like Animatrix. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how old is that?
Pretty old now.
Probably like 12 years or something like that. Yeah, maybe longer than that. No, because it was like in high school. I think it came out, so it was probably like 15 years.
Yeah, dude, that came out. That came out.
Did you watch it though?
Yeah. The one where it. The best one I thought in that whole deal was how they showed the machines taking over and the humans becoming the batteries. That was cool.
They fleshed out the story a little bit more because, you know, when you get in the Matrix movie, everything's already been happening and they kind of explain it, but it doesn't really go into depth. And these Animatrix take it into a little bit further. So I did like that.
Yeah. Well, they did that whole project across multiple mediums, like, because part of the story is on a video game.
Yeah.
That's what I really like the Matrix books. Series.
Well, yeah, and are they doing another movie? Another Matrix movie?
Next year. Mm-hmm. They're making it right now. In fact, they might be done shooting it.
How do we feel about that?
I'll have to hit up Keanu. I'm for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not? It's a great movie.
I just thought the Matrix, like the last two movies were, man.
They were rushed.
You really could tell. The third one
They had to make a timeline. They shot them the same time, right? Two and three were shot at the same time.
Kind of like Back to the Future, how two and three were shot in that.
Yeah, but those are good movies, though.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was just
two and three are probably two's the best movie out of the trilogy, in my opinion.
But going back to the Matrix, the third one was just so bad.
It was all right, though. I still enjoyed it. I watched them all not too long ago.
They tried to make it a little too sentimental at the end.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we're going to wrap up, and we'll be back next week, I think, if I make it back in time.
If you live your landing take off.
If spirit, I may be a spirit if it doesn't land properly. Anything to add before we roll out?
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
All right. We'll see you next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.